Good morning and welcome to Redeemer Lutheran Church. We're glad you're with us today and glad to welcome all our online visitors as well. I will remind you that we will be celebrating Holy Communion later, and if you're watching at home, we do invite you to get your elements ready there at home so that you can take communion as we take communion here. Let me remind all of you who are here of our important congregational meeting immediately following our worship service today. There will be just a small brief pause while some of us go get our robes off and things like that. So be patient. We'll be right back in here. And I will tell you that we need 63 for a quorum. And that's about where we are right now. So please stay for the meeting, and we'll get you out as quickly as is appropriate with your questions and comments. We're also doing Monday night worship again, so you're invited to come join us on Monday night for worship at 6 o'clock in the small fellowship area. So that's available as well. And then finally, for me, we will be loading a truck for Williamsburg County this coming Friday. Please come help. We're starting to take a lot of trucks, and I'm starting to worry that we're burning our loaders out. Every few weeks we're doing a truck, so we need help, and the more the merrier. We'll start at 4:30. Come then, or come when you can, and we'll be making a difference for some people who can really use it. Vicar Amanda, your turn.
My turn. All right. Well, I want to talk about some youth activities. Our 6th through 12th graders have been meeting on Monday night, except this week will be different. We are really excited. We're going to meet on Thursday night this week, and we're going to join in with the Seven Oaks Presbyterian Youth Group and do a joint activity. So we're really excited about that. All 6th through 12th graders are welcome to join us. We'll be meeting in the back of St. Oaks Presbyterian Church. I believe...
Seven Oaks.
What did I say?
St. Oaks.
Not St. Oaks. Seven Oaks, although there might be St. I don't know. Anyway, Seven Oaks. We'll be meeting back there about 6:30, and so all of you are welcome to that.
I'm more concerned about which joint you're going to be using for this activity, the knee joint, the elbow joint, the shoulder joint.
Not the ankle joint. No. That one still needs a little work.
Okay.
So also for our 3rd through 8th graders, we're trying to plan a game night and community building night for you as well. And so I have in the Go and Serve a link to a poll to see what day might work best for you, because we have such a small but tight-knit group that we want to plan it for the opportunities that you have available. And so please participate in that. We're excited to get our younger youth group going again as well. Today is the last day for our What's So Amazing About Grace book study. It'll be at 2 o'clock on Zoom. Next week, we're starting a new book study, and it is Rob Bell's What is the Bible? It'll still meet at 2 o'clock on Zoom on Sunday afternoons, and everyone and anyone is welcome to join. Invite your friends. The beauty of it being online is that anybody can participate from almost anywhere, as long as their campsite has Wi-Fi, right, Doris? Yeah, your campsite has to have Wi-Fi. But anyway, I'm very excited. If you need help finding a book, please let me know. Those are all of my announcements, Pastor Gary.
All of my announcements. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Let us rise and prepare for our worship with our confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation.
Amen.
Let us come into the revealing and healing light of God. God of grace and glory, You have brought us through the night of sin into the light of Jesus' resurrection. Yet our lives are still shadowed by sin. Make us alive in Christ, O God. Make us new as you make all things new. Rescue us from evil and the gloom of sin. Renew us in grace and restore us to living in your holiness. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Rejoice with all creation around God's throne. The light of the risen Christ puts to flight all evil deeds, washes away sin, restores innocence to the fallen, casts out hate, brings peace, and humbles earthly pride. Jesus Christ loves you and frees you from your sins by his blood. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Holy and righteous God, you are the author of life, and you adopt us to be your children. Fill us with your words of life, that we may live as witnesses to the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I'd like to invite the children to come forward for a children's message. Well, good morning, everybody, and good morning to anybody that might be watching on TV. You want to wave to those that might be watching online? Yeah, we might have some kiddos watching online, too. So, I was wondering, have you ever had a really, really exciting story to tell? Have you? What's something that has happened that is really, really exciting? You had a ladybug? Jumping? Oh my goodness, you had a ladybug jumping on your backpack. That is an exciting story. Yeah. And what? Yeah. Charlotte, have you had an exciting story? No exciting stories, huh? That's okay. You'll have exciting stories. You'll have exciting stories. I wonder, I bet if we asked everybody if there was something exciting that they could tell us, I bet most people would have a story that they could share with us. I have a story that I'll share that's something that's exciting. Have you seen hummingbirds before? Do you like hummingbirds? Grammy likes hummingbirds? Oh, I love hummingbirds. And you know what I did on Saturday? I decided that I would take some sugar and take some water and mix it together and clean up the hummingbird feeders, and I put them out on our porch. And guess what I saw this morning? I saw the cutest, littlest hummingbird that I have ever seen. And that hummingbird was getting a drink at our hummingbird feeder. That was really exciting. I was excited to see that. So sometimes we have stories that are very exciting to share. And we like sharing stories, don't we? And there's a story that is the most exciting story of all. And we can share that one too. So I wonder if we think real hard about a very, very exciting story. That's okay. You don't have to share yours. That's all right. Your stories are your stories to share. That is okay. But I think, what about Jesus? Jesus had died, but Jesus was alive again. Yeah. And he's in our hearts. He's in your heart? Is he in Riley's heart? Yeah. Is he in Charlotte's heart? No. I bet Jesus is in Charlotte's heart. Jesus is in your heart, Charlotte. All the time. All the time. Jesus is in your heart. And everybody out there watching, Jesus is in their heart too. And you know, that is a story that not everybody necessarily knows. And we can share that story with other people about Jesus being in our heart and Jesus being alive. And most important, Jesus loving all of us so, so much. So let's practice telling that story real quick. Let's look out at all the people out there, Jordan. Can you look out at them all? And then that camera back there too is on. Can we tell them the story that Jesus loves you? Can we share that story with them? You ready? You gonna say it with me? One, two, three. Jesus loves you. All of you. Good job telling that story. Yep, absolutely. And you can share that story with anybody that you want to. Yep. All right, let's pray together. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us so much. And thank you for letting us tell your story to anybody and everybody. Help us remember to love others too. And all God's children said, Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.
A reading from Acts. Peter addressed the people. You Israelites, why do you wonder at this, or why do you stare at us as though by our own power or piety we had made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the Holy and Righteous One and asked to have a murderer given to you, and you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses, and by faith in his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and know, and the faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you. And now, friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus himself stood among the disciples and said to them, Peace be with you. They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, Why are you frightened and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, Have you anything here to eat? They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to
A man and his wife were dining at a table in a plush restaurant and the husband kept staring at a drunken lady swigging her gin as she sat alone at a nearby table. The wife asked, "Do you know her?" "Yes," sighed the husband. "She's my ex-wife. She took to drinking right after we divorced 7 years ago, and I hear she hasn't been sober since." "My goodness," said the wife. "Who would think a person could go on celebrating that long?" I don't think that was the response he expected, do you? A teenager who had just received her learner's permit offered to drive her parents to church. After a hair-raising ride, they finally reached their destination. The mother got out of the car and said, "Thank you." "Anytime," the daughter replied. As the woman slammed the door, she said, "I wasn't talking to you, I was talking to God." I don't think there was a response the teenager expected either. How do we respond? I don't know about you, but I might have run around the room jumping for joy and pulling out my hair. Wait a minute, maybe that already happened. Or on the other hand, maybe I would have just stood there staring with my mouth hanging open. There's even a chance that I might have turned tail and run from the room as fast as I could. I don't know exactly how I would have reacted to Jesus if I had been one of those disciples that day. What about you? The story takes place on Easter evening, and it's been an absolutely amazing day. It all started at sunrise when Mary and the other women found the empty tomb. Peter and John ran out there and saw it too. And then Mary saw a couple of angels, and then Jesus himself. And then two believers walked with Jesus on the way to Emmaus and finally recognized him in the breaking of the bread. And then they ran all the way back to tell the news. And scarcely was it out of their mouths when Jesus himself suddenly was standing there among them. Oh, they were startled, as you might expect, and terrified that he might be a ghost. But Jesus allayed their fears, saying, "Peace be with you." And then he encouraged them to touch him, and he ate some fish to prove it was really he. And the Bible tells us that they all stared at him, still wondering and disbelieving. So Jesus began to explain to them the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms that talked about his sacrifice and God's love and how all these things pointed to this Easter victory. "You are witnesses of these things," Jesus said to them. Right about there, I began to wonder about our reaction. What would we have done if we had been there? How would we have reacted to Jesus dead, now alive and among us? How would we have responded to the risen Jesus? It's a good question. Because you see, the risen Jesus isn't confined to some room in Jerusalem almost 2,000 years ago. Jesus is risen. Jesus is active. The risen Jesus meets us here and now. The risen Jesus meets us right here, right now. And so you see, the right question isn't, how would we have responded to the risen Jesus? But instead, how do we respond to the risen Jesus? We respond by believing, trusting in the incredible grace and mercy we receive in Jesus. We respond by telling, actively sharing the story of what Jesus is doing for us and in us and through us daily. We respond by giving, offering ourselves, all we are, like Jesus gave himself for us. We respond by serving. As Jesus reaches to us in love, so we reach out in love to others. We respond by following, changing our lives, our minds, and our hearts to be like his. Jesus is risen, and that makes a difference. It changes things. It changes life. It changes who we are and what we do. Oh, and then there's this. I might have run around the room pulling out my hair or stared open-mouthed and wide-eyed or run away afraid. But that's not what those disciples did. In faith, filled with the Holy Spirit, they changed the world. So can we. Amen.
Thank you.
invite you to stand as you are able, and let us use the words of the Apostles' Creed to profess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God of resurrection, you breathe new life into all parts of the world around us. You conquer death, fear, and the grave. God of victory, when we get lost among the worries of the world, guide us to receive the new life we have in you. Remind us of life, hope, and the unconditional love you have for each and every one of us. Lord, in your mercy. God of justice and mercy, you walk alongside all that are in the midst of pain and oppression. You comfort the burdens and bring peace to the afflicted. Almighty God, be with all that are victims of racism, hatred, oppression, and violence. Stir in every one of us the call to stand and speak up for those in need of justice. Lord, in your mercy. God, who hears our laments, we carry so much on our hearts. The pandemic, shootings, violence, racism, unemployment, underemployment, trauma, and war. God, you hear all of our prayers. You know our longings and innermost thoughts. God, receive all the prayers we lift up to you now. Lord, in your mercy. God of endless and abundant hope, through our pain you bring a calming balm. God, you are full of grace and mercy beyond our imaginations. God of love, wrap us in your mercy, cover us with your grace, inspire us to pour out the same for others. Allow us to be your hands and feet in the world. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
Thank you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth full of your glory, Hosanna in the highest. Living and loving God, we praise you for creating the heavens and the earth. We bless you for bringing Noah and his family through the waters of the flood, for freeing your people Israel from the bonds of slavery, and for sending your Son to be our Redeemer. We give you thanks for Jesus, who living among us, healed the sick, fed the hungry, and with a love stronger than death, gave his life for others. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life-giving death and glorious resurrection, we await your promised life for all this dying world. Breathe your Spirit on us and on this bread and cup. Carry us in your arms from death to life, that we may live as your chosen ones, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you. the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. Wellspring of joy, through this meal you have put gladness in our hearts. Satisfy the hunger still around us and send us as joyful witnesses that your love may bring joy to the hearts of all people through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.